Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Yeah, it was pretty dark over there in Cambridge. Not a whole lot of sugar coating. Dang. Well, let's move on to our next delicate dance. How to give some kind of hope without sugar coating. Now here's the deal. Many of us are tempted to sugarcoat the problem, making it seem not as bad as it sounds. The problem with that is that sugarcoating gives that initial denial reaction a place to set up camp. So you want to convey the seriousness of a situation, but that all hope is not lost. Two ideas here. First up, position the timing. Now, in the post, I mentioned the assumptions. To give some hope, we can position those assumptions as current state, not future state. In other words, things can change. Outline those options. This opens the door to the idea that it's not too late and that there are things we can do. Again, we're giving back control. Second, practical and specific. When uncertainty reigns, folks want to be told what to do, or at least pointed in the right direction. So the best way to give hope is to be as specific as possible. What can folks do right this minute to mitigate the impact? What can they do to prevent or prepare? Now keep in mind, you can combine these with the assumptions above. You can say something like, hey, if blah, blah, blah happens, if only blah, blah, blah people do this, then we can change the model's assumptions here. This is what flattening the curve was all about. The common denominator here is control. When you explore what can be done, you give control back to us. And when folks have control, they have hope. They know what's coming, but they feel, keyword, feel prepared and ready for it. They can mitigate the impact. And that is how we give hope without sugarcoating or taking the problem less seriously. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.